Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Social Geek Radio, and this is Deb Evans coming to you from the Deb Evans Consulting and Social Geek Radio studio in Houston, Texas.
Wow, that is a mouthful. Hey, it's Jack Munson of Kigo in the Social Geek Radio North studios in Chicago. What's going on tonight, Deb?
It's all hot. You know, it's Houston. It's all hot. It's all good.
Right, but the air conditioning is working fine, so it's
all
a nice
good.
Dry 72 degrees and wherever we are. So
wherever we are, that's true. So, now you have a geek it out for us tonight, don't you?
Yeah, I'm so excited when I find something cool to share, and when I say when I find, I really mean somebody on my team finds it and shares it with us. This is something so cool that was shared to me by my colleague, Michael Yang at Kigo. It's a really cool keyword research tool. So if you're looking for something to write about in your area of expertise or a blog topic or something to post, that would be of interest to your readers and your fans, check out this site. It's called answerthepublic.com. So if you go to this, you're going to see a guy, sort of a guy on a loop who's waiting for you to do something. And there's a big box that you can type in your keywords into. And the guy, by the way, is a little weird. He kind of looks like Michael Stipe from REM wearing a big sweater. That's the only way I can describe him. So I'm going to put in some keywords. And as you know, every Thursday I like to share some old vinyl as part of Throwback Thursday on Facebook and a bunch of other places. So I'm going to put in the keywords vinyl records, and I'm going to select my country, and now I'm going to get some topics or questions. And our little friend, the Answer the Public search guy, just gave me 145 good questions that I could start a blog or some other piece of content with, such as where to store vinyl records, where to donate vinyl records, where to buy vinyl records, where to sell vinyl records, which vinyl records are worth the most. 145 questions, 77 prepositions, and lots of other things that we could ask or write about when it comes to vinyl records. So if you're constantly looking for something to write about or a topic starter, like most people who are creating content are always on the lookout for this kind of stuff, check this out. It's very cool. Answerthepublic.com, and that is our Geek It Out for this evening.
It is. It is pretty cool, and I can see it being very useful. I put in franchising, of course, and it's like, whoa, there's a lot of topics here that I haven't written on yet. So thank you, Mr. Munson. I like that one.
Right, right. All right. Who do we have on tap tonight, Deb?
So our guest tonight is one of our franchise friends from way back. We've been associated with Miss Marianne O'Connell, which seems like a very long time and all good. She is the president and founder of FranWise, but she's also the production company of Franchise Capital Exchange, which is coming up here real soon. So we wanted to talk to Mary Ann because there's some challenges when you have an event that's a very public event, but the attendees don't want the public to know they're attending. So Mary Ann, welcome to Social Geek Radio, and why don't you tell everybody first, what is Franchise Capital Exchange?
Thanks, Deb and Jack. Franchise Capital Exchange is probably the best kept secret in franchising, and it is a one-of-a-kind event where we get to bring franchisors who are looking to grow their companies by taking an equity investment, and we're bringing franchise-centric private equity funds of all sizes and marrying them. I suppose there is a Shark Tank component to it, because after being educated and after having their presentations previewed by all of our educators and sponsors, Each one of these franchisors will stand in front of a room full of investors, make their best presentation, and their goal is to get enough interest so there is an additional conversation that happens after the event.
Very good. And as I said when we first opened, a lot of times franchisors are looking for that investment and that equity, but they don't want their franchisees to know. They don't want, sometimes they don't even want their leader, their team to know. Is that the case most times that your attendees?
Absolutely. It can spread panic. And this, we decided, we being the event was founded 5 years ago by Susan Black Beth, and we realized early because of our experience in franchising as franchisees and franchisors, when the word gets out that you are looking to bring in an owner, because an equity investor is going to take a piece of your company, the panic starts. Oh, my gosh, everything's going to be different. This is going to be horrible. What's going on? Things are failing or they're abandoning us. And that might not be the case. The other side of it is if people know that you're headed out to try and find investors and you don't come back with a bag of gold in each hand, it can be perceived as being a failure, and it's not. Some of the deals that have come out of Franchise Capital Exchange have taken a few years to work themselves through. So rather than raise expectations or create panic, we make a pledge to all of the brands that we will not publicly disclose them. There are a few. If you go to our website, you will see some video testimonials and some written testimonials. Those are brands that have stepped forward and said, yes, you can use us. We had such a good time. We want to talk about it. But for the most part, we are silent.
Yeah, I never thought about the second situation there, Marianne, where if someone told a lot of people or shared that they were, you know, looking for something like this, and then, as you said, didn't come back with a wheelbarrow full of cash, it would be seen as some sort of failure, or there must be something wrong with the concept, or there must be something wrong with him as a leader or something like that. So yeah, discretion definitely important.
And it's been hard. It is hard to talk about an event that we really want the franchisors to know about. You know, they're handpicked. We only allow 15 brands to present. This year we're doing something different where we're going to allow an equal number of brands come who want to learn. They may not think they're ready yet, but they want the education so that when they are ready to do an equity event, their company is prepared and they're in the right frame of mind. So it's how do you go and find those people without being able to say, here's the person you can talk to find out if it was good. It's been a challenge, but we're in our fifth year. We sell out every year, so we have been able to overcome it.
Well, you must be doing something right if you're selling out all of those slots every year. And it's cool that you're growing and having some, what would you call them, people just observing or auditing or participating or something like that?
Well, you gave a whole bunch of good gerunds. I was just going to say not presenting.
Unpresenters, right? And so do you tell all of these folks that are not presenting, you know, ahead of time, like, You're welcome to soak this all in, but remember, we're not sharing this. We're not tweeting. We're not posting. We're not taking selfies and putting them on, you know, God knows where, because some of the folks in this room may want to, you know, be under the radar.
Well, we're not quite that strict. We do start the first morning where we remind everyone that they are bound to not disclose the other brands that have been there. And also, they all have skin in the game. They're going to reveal a lot about themselves, even in the discussion. So even if you're not presenting, People know you're there, which means you're thinking about it. So it's in everybody's equal interest to be quiet about it. But if they want to tweet about their own personal experience about being there, if they want to talk about their experience and name a particular fund that has shown an interest or an educational piece they've gotten from a franchise supplier, more power to them. They just can't be taking pictures with other franchisors unless everybody agrees that that can be posted.
Right. And Marianne has some really good educational sessions to where the sponsors may be presenting some really good learning tips and things. And those ideas and presentations, 140 characters or less, can be shared as long as it's, you know, just a generic type of presentation. So where, you know, we're not mentioning brands. But so there's a little bit of public notifications going out on behalf of a Franchise Capital Exchange. It's not easy, but it is done.
We're quite open about the funds that are coming. They're not hiding anything.
Right.
So it's just one third of our one leg of our stool is
right.
Silent. It's still there. It's the bedrock, but it's a silent one.
And you're implementing some new technology with this 5-year anniversary of Franchise Capital Exchange, and you have an app out there.
We do, thanks to Out of the Box Technologies. Andrew Abrams and his crowd have done a very nice registration app, and they were able to build in all the protections we needed. How do you put an app up on available in the, you know, for Android and for Apple phones and not have everybody jump in and see what's in there? So it's all password protected. So is our website. Because it's invitation only, you have to know the code that even allows you to get to the registration site. The registration site goes right to the app, or you can do it all online. You can also upload your bio and your pictures, your company information. We are going to have a segmented place where we're going to upload some very particular documents. Our partners with Fran Data and with Franchise Business Review do an amazing gift to the franchisors. Every franchisor that is presenting gets a free franchisee satisfaction survey from Franchise Business Review. The results from that are married with a business intelligence report that Fran Data puts together, and all of that is going to the investors, and that will all be through the app, but it will be segmented so that brands can't see each other's very particular and private information. That it only goes to the people who are going to hear it anyway in the presentation room. We're very excited about being able to roll it out that way because it will be faster, giving all our investment funds more time to do research on these brands so that they know which ones they really want to target when they get to Chicago.
Cool. Very good. I'm looking at the app now. Sorry.
Well, we were laughing. There is if you see that, Deb, there is a component there where you can upload photos, and we had to talk about that. And again, it'll be an announcement that first morning, which is you can upload photos, but be careful who's in the background.
Right.
Careful what you're taking pictures of. It will still be private, but you know that once those pixels are released into the universe, you never know where they're going to go. So we just want people to be discreet. And in this age of sharing and social media, it's very unusual for someone to say stop. But we are going to do that.
I'm just really impressed that you've been able to grow this event over the past few years without really being able to promote it properly, or at least in the ways that we think about promoting an event, you know, like other franchising events. We've got websites and email newsletters and posts and tweets and Facebook updates and podcasts, right? And so, you know, you can say anything, you can share about anything, and it draws the crowd. So kudos to you guys for actually growing this thing without being able to really talk much about it?
Well, we're not silent on social media, and with Deb's guidance and help, we are very creative about getting around this. We talk about the event in its general terms. We talk about the advantages to a franchisor to attend. We are able to talk, again, quite openly and honestly about the brands, the funds.
The funds, yeah.
And then we have great support from our sponsors who have been able to share their ideas. And I think when you hear that from some of the fund managers who attend, when the sponsors are speaking well about it, when there are a few franchisors who have lifted the veil and given us testimonials, all of that using our LinkedIn, our social media page, our web page, we have done a lot to get our name out there. And then it's back to old school. I mean, it really is back to telephone conversations, one-on-one emails, and simply going back to selling the benefits of attending.
Right. You know, there's something to be said, too, about exclusive and invitation only. It's like, I want to be part of that club.
You've got my attention now, right? Oh, I can't be part of it? Now I really want to be part of it.
Now I really want to do it. And Marianne does a great job of doing those interviews and making sure that those that do attend really should be there, that it's a good fit. And it's a lot of work on her end and her team. So been to Franchise Capital Exchange before, looking forward to going again, and I can tell you she's very selective in who attends the event. So it is an invitation only, and it is exclusive to be able to go. So
we do. We qualify them. We've turned down probably six brands so far. We'll get a lot of people. Most of the time it's that they're too early in their development arc to come, because you're really looking for brands that have at least 20 units, because at that point we're hoping they're starting to show some cash flow. The bigger the brand, the better their EBITDA is going to be, and that's going to be more attractive to these equity investors. Though we're finding this year there's also a swing towards more funds that are coming directly out of the franchising community. These are franchise professionals who have made their mark in franchising, but they're still relatively young individuals who don't want to sit back and just count their money. They want to put it to work. And they are looking for some of the younger, more emerging brands. But it's my job to make sure I have brands that we have one coming that has about 300 units. And as I said, our smallest one would be about 20 units.
Great, and it's a very diverse, sounds like it's going to be a diverse franchisors, but you've got some very good sponsors and folks that are there to present, and the educational sessions I think are equally important as they are, you know, trying to secure that capital. So I learned a lot last year just sitting in the educational sessions, like, this is really cool.
Yeah, and a shout out to our sponsors who have been incredibly loyal. And think about this, you know, I'm asking them to come and support an event that in a lot of ways we're not going to advertise. And they're only going to speak to a very small audience. Well, it turns out that that's been a plus for all of them, because they can get up close and personal with these prospective clients. And so firms like Chen Cohen have been with us from the beginning. I mean, big hats off to Amy, because without her, Franchise Capital Exchange wouldn't have made it to year five, and she's continuing to stay with us. Citrin Cooperman, Deb has been a stalwart for us. Fran Data has been amazing, and they up their game every single year. Franchise Business Review, FranNet, and TES. I mean, even in this small environment, we often